In Peru today, 15 million people vote to elect their president and Congress. The election follows a year of political turmoil. Last year's ballot was marred by evidence of vote fraud committed by the government of then-President Alberto Fujimori. Fujimori won election, but later resigned in disgrace and exiled himself to Japan. International election observers say this year's vote seems much cleaner than last year's. NPR's Martin Costi has been following the campaign and joins us now from Lima. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Frank.
Is this year's election really more honest?
It seems to be, especially because the people running last year's election and accused of collaborating with the Fujimori regime to fix the last year's election are no longer in charge of the election here. They've been replaced by a whole new crowd of people who seem very dedicated to demonstrating the transparency of the vote tallying system. They have new computer software that seems to be more protected against the kind of tampering that we saw last year. Also, it seems to be a cleaner campaign in general than last year. There are fewer of the sort of personal attacks sort of seeded through the tabloid press that we saw last year. There still has been some mudslinging here, but it seems like old-fashioned competitive mudslinging rather than the kind of stories that were planted by the government basically last year. So it seems like a straight-ahead Latin American election here.
Well, we have eight candidates running for president. Who do the polls say is likely to be the winner?
Well, Alejandro Toledo, the man who confronted Fujimori in last year's election, is clearly the front runner. He's the Harvard and Stanford trained economist who rose from a poor background here in Peru, went to the United States, was educated there, came back and faced Fujimori in last year's election. He's definitely got the front-running position, largely because of his stubborn sort of opposition to the Fujimori regime last year. But he's not the only man who has a shot here. There are two more candidates who are vying for the coveted second place. Lourdes Flores, a congresswoman who's sort of a right-wing, clean government conservative, and Alan Garcia, the former president from the late 1980s, who's come back from self-exile and is rapidly rising the polls and may clinch that second-place position, which would give him right to compete in the second round.
Actually, Alan Garcia is an interesting story, isn't he? Because he really did climb back from a rather ignominious term in the 1980s.
Yes, well, he was president during what was probably Peru's darkest period in the last few decades, when hyperinflation reached 7,600% a year. Subversive groups were bombing even inside of Lima, and corruption was quite rampant in the government. He's come back, and he's running again, and surprisingly to a lot of people here, he's doing relatively well, partly because he's running on a platform of forgive and forget. He says he's learned from his mistakes. He won't repeat the same kinds of policies that led to hyperinflation, for example. But he's also promising probably a lot more in the way of job creation and social spending than his opponents are.
What about all the corruption that's been unearthed in Peru over the last few months following Fujimori's departure? Does this election represent a break with the recent past?
Well, certainly everyone is framing it that way, that this is a new beginning for Peru. Peru has some very difficult questions to answer, though, once a new president and new Congress are sworn in July. The main question is whether or not Peru is going to set up some sort of a truth commission to investigate the kind of corruption that was rampant under Fujimori, to really go after everybody who in some way either was bribed or had to collaborate with the Fujimori government. And that's a difficult question here, because a lot of the ruling elite somehow, you know, in those 10 years of Fujimori's rule, had some connection with the government. And the question is now, will they prosecute? Will they do some sort of an amnesty in exchange for information, as they did in South Africa? It will not be an easy question to answer, but it's something they have to do in the next year or so.
NPR's Martin Costi in Lima, Peru. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.